release was totally unacceptable. Writing on X, he added, "I'm appalled that this has happened and it's being investigated." So let's speak now to Roger Hurst, the Conservative Police and Crime Commissioner for Essex. Roger, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I mean, what a case, what a story. I just would first get your reaction to this news.
Well, it's outrageous and it beggars belief, doesn't it, really? I mean, as Neil said, one has to think first of the victims, how they're going to be feeling this morning, knowing that this man has been released by mistake. But it really shows, I think, where we are in terms of the strain and the dysfunctionality that there is both on the prison service and indeed on the asylum and immigration service and the Home Office. Yeah, Essex Police are out there working with British Transport Police and the Met to make sure this guy is picked up as quickly as possible. And they have a very good track record of locating prisoners who are recently absconded. He hasn't absconded, he's been released, but I'm sure they'll get to him. But it really doesn't help the sense of injustice that there is, I know, within this county and I'm sure more broadly.
Yeah, so I guess, Roger, then, where does the responsibility lie? You know, depending on who you speak to, will, I guess, determine the answer to that. But in your opinion, where does the responsibility lie? Where does the buck stop?
Oh, well, it lies between the Ministry of Justice and the Home Office. So, clearly, you know, the whole system is overstretched. I mean, what you may not know is that around 80% of the prisoners in Chelmsford Prison at the moment are on remand. They're awaiting sentence. That's not the situation that we should have. We need to see more investment into the justice system. We need to have people say it's really a long-term project to build more prisons. I understand that, but there's more we could do in terms of improving the system, particularly by having more judges, more sitting days, and the ability to get those people sentenced so the prison system can work effectively. It's not doing that at the moment.
I mean, that's a remarkable stat, isn't it? 80% of the prisoners there are on remand. I mean,
Yes.
So what happens to the prisoners who actually need to go there to be held in custody after being found guilty?
Well, that, of course, is why we have the early release system that the government brought in. Now, you know, I'm not saying that this is to do with early release. This is quite clearly a awful mistake that has been made. I'm really pleased to hear David Lammy, the Justice Secretary, saying there will be an investigation. We need to know exactly what went on. I don't know that yet, but it is symptomatic of the state of the prison system and indeed of immigration and asylum at the moment, because this was supposed to be a handover from prisons to the asylum and immigration system, and it just didn't happen.
And there now needs to be a robust investigation into how this happened. So you then,
yes,
of course, of, you know, being the role that you're in as Police and Crime Commissioner for Essex, what's your message to local residents?
Well, the message to local residents is that the police are certainly there to keep them safe. They've seen that over the summer. I mean, Kabasi was arrested originally within 2 hours of the offence. He's been on remand and then in prison since July. And Essex Police have been really active in Epping, not just in policing the protests and making sure the public didn't come to harm. Sometimes it costed themselves. We've had several officers injured while they've been doing that, which, my gratitude is to them for having put themselves on the line to keep the public safe. But also there's been a lot of patrols and out there making sure the public know that there is a policing presence to keep them safe. Essex Police will continue to do that.
Yeah, do you think they feel safe, though, Roger, if you're honest? Do you think they feel safe? We saw the unrest.
They're really anxious. They're really anxious. Yeah. And it's not specifically fear. I think it's a massive sense of injustice as well. And that's the problem with what's happened now. That I think, is why we need to make sure that we are taking the right measures to keep the community safe at this time, because this will just feed that sense of injustice.
Okay, well, Roger, thank you for your time this morning. We do have a statement from the Ministry of Justice issued last